We begin seven lines down from the top on Samach Amud Aleph. Amar of Papa, Oved Kochavim Adana v'Yisrael Akuba Chamra Asir. So we're going back again, continuing this discussion of Yain Nesach, just a different application. So you have the following scenario where the Oved Kochavim is holding on to the barrel, or the jar, which is filled with wine. The Yisrael Akuba, and the Yisrael is by the jug, by the cask. In other words, as Rashi explains, the idolater is pouring the wine out of a flask into a large vat. Says the Gemara, that's the case, says Rav Papa, if that's the case, the wine is usher. The Jew is not allowed to at least eat. If it's prohibited for consumption, for drinking, what about benefit? Rashi says it's also usher to get benefit from. But what's happening here, though? Well, what's the prohibition? My time, a ki ka'asi mikoach ovid kochavim ka'asi. When it is becoming a prohibition, it's because it's as a result of the koach of the idolater. In other words, the idolater is the one that's pouring the wine, and since it's coming from his strength, it would be prohibited. But at the same time, he's not touching the wine. He's pouring it out of one container into a large vat. And even though it's not touching it, it still has a status of Yayin Nesach. So the question is, how strict is it? Is it usher only to drink, or is it usher even for Hana? The simple understanding would be it's only usher to drink. We're not going to prohibit it from Hana, because you're not even touching it. However, Rashi seems to indicate here that it's usher bihana, but that also contradicts an earlier statement that Rashi made on Chesam Abeis, witness in a similar case, and said that it's usher only bishasiyah, not bihana. So the commentaries seem to indicate that this is just a mistake. It's a misprint in Rashi, and really should only be usher bishasiyah, mutar bihana. So that's the first case. The Oved Kochavim is the one pouring, and the Jew is holding the vat. How about the opposite case? Yisrael Adana, Oved Kochavim Akuba, the Yisrael is pouring the wine, and the Oved Kochavim is holding the vat. Chamra Shari, there the wine is permissible, no problem. V'imitzari Tzeduti, Asir. However, even though the wine is permissible, if he would lean the barrel on its side a little bit, it would become Asir. Why would it be Asir? There, When you turn over or you lean the barrel, what you're doing is that you're causing it to shake it. And if you're shaking it, then we're going to assume that you're agitating the wine. And if you're agitating the wine, we know that it becomes asur behana. So therefore, in this case, once the person leans the barrel on its side, it has a different halachic status. Okay. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa comes along and makes a similar statement to based on what we've been learning. Amar Rav Papa, hi Oved Kochavim, didari zeka, v'kazal Yisrael achoreha. So you have an idolater who's carrying a flask with wine, and behind the Oved Kochavim is a Jew watching him. Why is the Jew behind him? He's there to see that the Oved Kochavim is not touching the wine. So he's standing behind him. So what's the halacha over here? Says Rav Papa, again, Hay Oved Kochavim de Daruzeka veKazal Yisrael Achoreha, Malia Shari de Lo Mekarkesh. If the flask is full, then we will say that there's nothing wrong. It's permissible. Why? Because the flask cannot shake. You can agitate a full flask, and therefore there's no concern for Yayin Nesach. However, chasira aser dilma mekarkesh. But if it's missing, it's not full, it's missing some contents, then we are concerned that because of the touching it and moving it, it's going to shake, and therefore it'll be a problem of avodah zarah. So that's statement from Rav Papa number one, and then Rav Papa makes statement number two. Kuba, malya aser, dilma naga. Chaser Shari Delonaga. Says Rav Papa, when it comes to the jug, so now, it's not a flask. Now you're talking about a jug, which perhaps might be open on top. So if it's full, it's usur. Why is it, if it's full, it's usur? Because Dilmanaga, we're concerned that maybe he would touch the contents of the wine, and that would then render the entire wine prohibited. Chasira shari, but if it's lacking, it's not full, that is permissible. Why the lo naga? Because, says the Gemara, they didn't touch it. So as long as they didn't, there's no concern that they touched it because it's chaser. So that's the first opinion in this statement, that again, that if it's a kuba, or with regards to a zeka, that the Obed Chacham is carrying a flask. If it's full, it's permissible. If it's empty or lighter, not full, it's usur. As opposed to a jug, it's the opposite. A full jug is usur, and a partial jug, partially filled jug, is permissible. So Rav Ashi comes along and has a dissenting opinion. Rav Ashi Amar, Zeka, Bein Malya, Ubein Chaseira Shari. When it comes to the flask, it's always permissible, whether it's full or empty or lacking, it's always going to be permissible to use this flask. No prohibition of benefit or even to drink it. My taima. What's the reason for it specifically? Ein derech nisuch bekach. This is not the way you do yayin esach. You don't put wine in a flask to do yayin esach. You may do it into a kuba. As Rashi says, "Aval bekuba maleya ikala meichas lenegia kishu nosi nero asfaso lo pal Rashi v'aser." So maybe for a kuba be different, but with regards to the zika, there's the requirement to we say, says Rav Ashi, it's ein derech nisuch bekach, and since it's ein derech nisuch bekach, as a result, you would be allowed to use the flask without any repercussions, even if it's being agitated by the idolater.